Welcome to On Texas Football. I'm CJ Vogel. Of course, Saturday is in the books today. It's a beautiful day out there. I'm a little sunburned, if you can't tell. But Jerry Hamilton and I were out there today at DKR as Texas wrapped up its second scrimmage this morning. Of course, a sizable recruiting day compared to a week ago on campus today. Very 2026 oriented. A lot of momentum in that regards towards that class, specifically with Kyle Flood, who had a very busy day today. But starting with the 2025s, we'll dive into some of the recruiting updates from today. Of course, you will hear all about their reactions here in a second as well. But some quick hitters here. Jackson Christian on campus, the Port Neches Grove offensive lineman, 2025, was on campus today. Liked what he saw from the offensive line. Mentioned Jake Majors and Kelvin Banks. Created that, or I guess established that relationship even further with Kyle Flood. And big note here, he is returning on Tuesday to watch Texas go through yet another spring practice. One to keep a close eye on if you, if you're following the recruiting tea leaves here a little bit. Keyote Armstrong is on campus again today. This is one that Texas is looking to get some strong footholds here. Of course, Texas A&M, LSU also in the mold, or also in the fold here for Keyote Armstrong, who got to see a lot from the tight end position. Of course, also got to see former high school teammate Ty Anthony Smith in action today, who was actually singled out a couple times today as well. Caleb Chester, the Fort Bend Marshall safety, on campus today. I was unable to talk to him today, but of course, Texas continuing to keep him hot on the recruiting trail, understanding where he is with Texas in the recruiting circle right now. But the big day was Kyle Flood, and you'll hear a lot about Coach Flood, the offensive line, coming up here with the recruits. 2026 class, you really got an idea of who and where Texas is targeting on the 2026 group. Felix Ojo out of Mansfield Lake Ridge was on campus. Brett Colleger out of IMG Academy got to see Jordan Johnson-Rubel and Jarrett Gibson on campus today at practice. And then Toa Katoa, who mentioned he was only, 366 pounds for Toa Katoa. That's the big man, interior guard at the next level in my eyes, out of Euless Trinity. All three were on campus today. Of course, adding Jackson Christian to the fold, Kyle Flood had his hands full all afternoon today for the Longhorns. It certainly helped that we heard that the offensive line, the first unit at least, had a very strong showing in both the run and the pass game on the scrimmage. So that's worth mentioning before we get into the interviews. Of course, it is also worth mentioning that Blaine Bradford out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, mentioned after his visit, Texas, LSU, and Notre Dame, right in that top three range for him. Texas made a good impression today, spent some time with Coach Gideon, enjoyed what he saw on the field as well. And then also 24-carat 7-on-7 team made a stop by today. Among them, Zalus Hicks, a five-star defensive back in the 2026 class out of Carrollton, Georgia, made the trip. Got to see the campus before heading up to Dallas for the OT7 tournament this weekend. He has 26 offers at the moment. Certainly never hurts getting one of those big blue chip prospects on campus today. But really talented group on campus. Not as large as we saw a week ago, but I still think you might see some noise out of the group that was on campus today, specifically with the news of Jackson Christian coming back to campus on Tuesday for spring practice number 13 for the Longhorns. Right now, of course, a lot going on. You'll have the clips coming up here, and I hope you guys enjoy. This has been your Saturday update of the Texas Longhorns recruiting on campus today. Enjoy it. Enjoy your Saturday. Enjoy the Masters, and let's see Scotty Scheffler bring home that green jacket again on Sunday. But for CJ Vogel, this is On Texas Football. Here are the recruits and their reactions to their day at the Texas spring scrimmage number 2. Welcome.
On campus, newest Texas commit Elijah Barnes got to see the camp scrimmage this morning, but most importantly got to hang out with the staff again. What's it like, you know, now that officially committed?
I mean, just the same thing as usual, you know. Showed a lot of love, you know, to me and my family. Got to see practice. They was getting after it today. That's what I love most about it.
Yeah, we talked about the intensity a little bit. It sounds like it was ramped up. What'd you see out there?
Fast people, fast movement, and just getting after it, both sides of the ball, offense and defense.
And then you said spring football starts on Monday. How excited are you to get back out there and get the pads going?
Very excited. Very, very excited to go out there and compete, you know, against my teammates and make them better and make myself better as well.
Perfect. That's 2025 Texas's newest commit, Elijah Barnes, linebacker out of Dallas Skyline.
Very welcome.
2025 offensive lineman Jackson Christian of Port Neches Grove here at Texas today. You got to watch practice. Got to see the offensive line. What'd you think of those guys?
They look like they've done it before, you know. They they look very together. You know, offensive line is supposed to be a group. They're supposed to think together. I think they got something good going here at Texas. So.
And what's your relationship like with Coach Flood as well?
Oh, it's very good, I believe. He's a very good coach. I can see myself being coached by him in the future. So, yeah.
Perfect. That'll do it for today out here at Texas. 2025 offensive lineman, Jackson Christian.
All right.
2025 tight end Keyote Armstrong out here at Texas today. You got to see practice. What stood out to you this morning?
See how the tight ends are used, being able to go up and catch the ball, blocking it all, just seeing how would I be using the system.
Of course, Sarkisian and Coach Banks are after you pretty hard. What's your relationship like with them?
It was a great relationship. Being able to talk to them about stuff, even though maybe it's not football, maybe it is football, just being able to have somebody talk to them.
Perfect. And you saw Ty Anthony as well.
Yes,
what's he? Is he recruiting you?
Yes, sir. Hard. Yeah.
You got to see him in pads today. How'd he look?
Very good.
Perfect. 2025 draft for tight end Keyote Armstrong. All right, 2026 quarterback Will Griffin here at campus. You got to see the scrimmage. You got to see the quarterbacks. Talked about Quinn a little bit. What stood out to you when watching those guys in action this morning?
Yeah, I definitely felt like all the quarterbacks knew exactly what they were doing. They were all on point. Especially in the field room, they all are on the same page, and that's what makes them all great for sure.
Perfect. And then you talked a little bit about Sarkisian's offense as well. What kind of intrigues you about, you know, the offense that you saw up there, and especially as a quarterback, makes you, you know, interested here?
Yeah, just their success rate at the end of the day, right? Like, they're a complete powerhouse. They succeed at some of the highest levels, and I'm sure they'll be able to do that same this next upcoming year. And I'm excited to see what they get.
Perfect.
Yes, sir. Hook them.
2026 Euless Trinity offensive lineman Toa Katoa out here. You got to see a little bit of practice. Was there anything that stood out to you about how everything went this morning?
Yes, sir. The thing that stood out to me the most was how hyped the coaches were and how they were coaching the players. And then another thing that stood out was how competitive the players were and how rough they were against each other.
Yeah, and you saw the offensive line. The boys were banging around a little bit. What'd you think?
Yeah, that got me hyped to want to play more. You know, I want to go home right now and go play some football.
Perfect. It's 2026 offensive lineman out of Euless Trinity, Toa Katoa. Perfect. 2026 Felix Ojo, offensive lineman, Mansfield Lake Ridge out here today at practice. You got to watch the offensive line. What stood out to you about this morning?
Just like how dominant the offensive line was, how they really set their inside run games and like their pass games, they're really dominant up front. And how like they only let 1 sack once our practice, which is like really good. Out like an hour plus practice, so it was just nice seeing Kyle Flood, Coach Flood, and Coach Zolci coach in person.
Yeah, and then talk about Coach Flood a little bit. What's your relationship like with him?
Coach Flood, we've been building a relationship ever since he came down during this spring, and like he's just been coming down to campus a lot. Like I've talked to him a lot. And like the relationship, we've just been building a pretty good relationship ever since.
Perfect. That's 2026 offensive lineman Felix Ojo out of Mansfield Lake Ridge. 2026 offensive lineman at IMG Academy, Brett Collegé out here today at Texas. You got to watch the offensive line. Said, you know, you saw some guys banging around a little bit. What'd you think?
Man, I love the style of play, the physicality, you know, how Coach Flood coaches guys very fast, and you know he's not soft on you. He's gonna let you know and go straight to the point, and he's a great teacher too. He does it fast and physical. So I love watching the offensive line today. They dominated.
And so for folks not familiar, you got offered last year at the elite camp. You got to come back and build that relationship with Coach Flood. How are things now?
I mean, the relationship's great. You know, Coach Flood, he obviously wants me here, wants me to commit, but you know, it was great conversating with him a little more about what's next for me. You know, he told me he's gonna come visit me down to IMG this spring, so it's gonna be cool for him to watch me practice. So yeah.
Perfect. That's Brett Collegé, 2026 offensive lineman out of IMG Academy.
Okay.
2026 linebacker Tank King out here, Port Arthur Memorial. Got to watch practice today. Now with the offer in hand, what'd you think?
Everything was very great. The coaching staff was very, like, very family environment. Like, they wanted me to come here, and the practice was amazing. You really gotta come down here and see and watch this. The facility is great. The campus is phenomenal. It's very big, and that's really it.
You mentioned being close with Ty Anthony Smith. How did he look out there?
He looked very good, even though he sucked.
Well, that'll do for today. I appreciate you. Tank King, now with the Texas offer, of course, 2026 linebacker at Port Arthur Memorial. All right, 2027 Waxahachie Edge, Carmelo Clausen out here today at practice. Got to see it. You got to see some of the edges, of course, in action. What stood out to you about practice?
It was definitely, it was different. The communication was different. The vibe was different. Just, how loud and the, mentality of the players. It was, you can really feel it. Whenever I stepped out on the field, it was just a different vibe. Watching the DNs train, get ready for, practice and get ready for the scrimmage, it was different, man. It was just different. First of all, how to explain it, it was just, it made me, want to be here. It made me compassionate, get out there.
All right, 2027, Forney offensive lineman Jordan Caraway out here at practice day. What stood out to you about your trip to Texas today?
Just how intense it was, how nice the facilities were.
Yeah, you got to see the offensive line and Coach Flood in action specifically. Who stood out to you amongst that group?
Dave Campbell, he's just very intense, light feet, like a swan.
Like a swan, that's big stuff. And then talk about your game a little bit. What's kind of your strengths right now, early on in your high school career?
Outside zone, I'm really fast to get out, so I can get around a person really fast.
Perfect. And that's 2027 Forney offensive lineman Jordan Caraway.